Lost Girls and Lost Boys. This is Darcy from Oregon.
Hey, everybody. It's Kimber from Memphis.
Wow, it's been so long since we recorded this podcast.
It feels like forever. It was December, wasn't it?
I think so. I think we did our last one in the first, like, mid-December or something.
It's only been a couple months, really.
I know, but it's forever. So our goal is to get, like, another 20 episodes this season or this calendar year. So we won't be producing every week, obviously, since we're at the end of or towards the end of February already. But we got goals.
We do. And goals, as Darcy just told me earlier, it's important to have goals.
It is important to have goals. Gives you direction, a vision for where you need to go forward.
Yes, it gives you a life path.
Yeah. So we're talking about The Witcher tonight. I had never even heard of The Witcher, and there's books and everything, so I'm so surprised I didn't know anything about it.
But I had never heard of it either.
Yeah. I started seeing these pictures of, is it Henry Cavill, or how do you say his last name? Yeah, so.
I just think it's Cavill, I don't know.
Cavill, so it was so funny. I started seeing all these memes with him and stuff, and I'm like, what the heck is this? And I finally figured out it was The Witcher, and yeah.
Well, I saw an advertisement, like, on Netflix, and I'm like, oh, it has, I heard something about it, or on IMDb. It was probably on IMDb. And I'm like, oh, I'm not a fan of Superman. I don't like him. There's something I don't like about him. Just not, like, I've never seen him in anything. Just something about his looks as Superman I wasn't a fan of. And I'm not going to lie, I saw him with that white hair and that leather outfit, and I'm like, huh. Maybe I misjudged him.
Yeah, you got to take a second look.
And I might have to watch the show because it is a supernaturally kind of, you know, different show. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't. I'll definitely watch season two.
Yeah, I would too. So I actually liked it. What I didn't like, is, and I didn't understand that, 'cause not knowing anything about the series, is that everything was in a different time period. So, like, you were watching three different stories, really, and you didn't understand while watching it until I read, like, on Facebook or something, that it all comes together at the end. It was getting frustrating for me watching it because I just was getting lost. I didn't understand what was happening.
It took me a while to realize it as well. It was frustrating. I've seen many, many movies that move back and forth between time frames, but this one just, it was like a ping pong ball, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And you're like, wait, I need to take a break. I need a breath. Where are we? What time is this?
And I was getting characters confused. Like, I didn't know, like, Ciri, the young girl or whatever that was fated, you know, when it was her mother, were they the same per character? I don't even know. It looked like it was the same. But when it was her mother with the enchanted guy, you know, like, I was getting that whole storyline confused when it was happening and, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little too much. And didn't you say that you read somewhere that they're not going to do that as much in season two?
I think that now that the timelines have all collided, somebody said that, or somebody wrote that somewhere, that they've all, like, synced up all the timelines. So now it's just the story going forward.
Okay. What I didn't like about it was there were some characters that were like CG characters or monster makeup characters, and they were incredibly cheesy. Like, the special effects looked ridiculous to me. When the Witcher and the Bard get kidnapped by the fairies, and there's that weird looking guy, He's a monster. He's got them. His face to me was like, I felt like I could do better monster makeup than that. And it just was, it was really cheesy to me. And you know, their eyes changed occasionally, but Yennefer, when she changed, she said she wanted to keep her eyes, but her eyes were brown through half of the show and they were purple through half the show. So I'm confused. Were her eyes purple or were they brown and they turned purple when she did magic? Why did she want to keep her brown eyes? What were they going to be if they weren't going to be purple? I didn't get it. To me, it looked like, and because I don't know the story, it looked like they forgot to put her contacts in half the time.
Yeah, that's what I felt too while watching it. Like they didn't have a good I forget what it, that person is, but the one that makes sure that it's exactly the same each time.
Yeah, that checks for continuity. I don't know what that person's name is either, but the continuity for me, I didn't feel was there.
Yeah.
And again, maybe because the Witcher's eyes changed to like black when he got all witchery. So I was thinking maybe hers changed to purple when she got witchy, but sometimes they were purple when she wasn't witchy, and then sometimes they were brown when she was witchy. So I was very confused.
Yeah.
And that kind of ruined it a little for me.
So I wasn't a fan of Yennefer. I was
Let's
not
just call her Jawbreaker Face
Jawbreaker face.
because I think she had a jawbreaker in her cheek for the majority of the show.
Yeah.
She was okay. I didn't like her and I didn't hate her.
I mean, typically you look for some features and or some characteristics in somebody, like when you're watching them to like, you know, just have this sort of connection with them. And I just, there was nothing about her that I liked. It's like it was terrible.
I feel like I got her a little bit because she was so abused and tormented when she was young. And I kind of got that's why she was the bad person that she turned out to be. But her quest, I didn't understand her quest to have a baby,
No, th
honestly.
honestly, because she just didn't even really care about anything. So, why suddenly did she want to have a baby?
She did care about the babies. Remember when that queen, when she
Yeah.
was saving that queen, she saved that baby. It died, unfortunately, but she did try to save it.
So that is the one. Her little monologue to the baby after it had died, where she was talking about how women, you know, her life was really about being used by men and people, you know, and she was like a vessel that was empty. For whatever reason, that really resonated with me. I was thinking that sometimes you feel like you just give so much of yourself and then you just feel so empty afterwards, you know. And so I thought that was interesting, but it was so out of character for her that it just sort of that I thought that was weird.
I think that the way I took her, see, I didn't mind her. The way I took her was that she's very soft on the inside. I feel like she really did love The Witcher.
Is this like a Willow and Buffy thing where, or not Willow, the other girl that I couldn't stand?
Tara.
Tara.
No, because I will flat out be like, I love Tara. Don't talk shit about Tara ever. Because Tara, she my girl. I'm never gonna say that about Yennefer.
No.
She's not my girl. But I just felt like I felt like there was a hell of a lot more inside of her that you know she couldn't and didn't let out.
Yeah. So Henry Cavill or whatever,
Let's just
gosh,
call him Hank.
Hank, he did not have like a large repertoire of lines, really. You know, basically the F-bomb and
Well, he
the
continually said my favorite word, which is fuck. So, I mean, I
Yeah.
was okay with that.
But
Yeah, he didn't.
It's funny because, you know, like he's the star of the show and he really doesn't carry it with the dialogue at all, you know.
Yeah, he carries it more with the action and the fighting and his movements.
Yeah.
You know who I hated? The minstrel, the bard. I couldn't stand him. Every time he's like, toss a coin to your witcher, I'm like, I'm gonna toss a coin and bounce it off your goddamn head. I couldn't stand that guy. Ugh. He.
I didn't like the song at all, and I keep seeing all these t-shirts for sale on Amazon now that are toss a coin to your witcher. I'm like, what the heck? Who would even want that on a t-shirt?
Somebody that wants to show that they're a fan of The Witcher, because unfortunately, for some reason, that's like the main phrase that you think of when you think of The Witcher.
Yeah.
Other than and fuck.
That's true. So the
But
funny thing about Henry Cavill, or Hank, as we're calling him, he did all of his stunts. He did not have
oh,
a
did
stunt
he?
double. Yeah. And he did a rigorous, and I'm sure all the ladies would agree, a rigorous bodybuilding training up before he got into it, along with sword training. So whenever he wasn't filming, he was sword training. He said it was nonstop practice.
He is huge.
Yes.
Like J bigger than Jason Momoa, it looks like.
And he bulked up for the show.
Yeah, he's huge. I had no idea. I had no idea that he was English.
I did not know that either until I posted that video of
Yeah.
him walking on the street, and I was like,
Yeah.
wow.
Yeah, that's when I found out too, because I watched that video. I had no clue. And he's actually like adorable in real life, but there's something about him as Superman. And again, I've not watched the movies because I'm not a Superman fan.
Yeah.
So I have not seen Superman. I have seen Justice League because, you know, hello, Jason Momoa. But I just have never been a fan. I don't like. Like his face in that show is Superman. I don't know why, but he's actually really adorable in real life. I was really surprised. And I wouldn't even call him handsome. I literally think he's adorable.
Yeah, he's clean cut, you know, like in real life, but then he plays The Witcher really well. He also worked with a voice coach because his voice is like a level deeper than he normally has.
Yeah.
So he worked with a voice coach, and when he was on set, he stayed in character that way, at that with a really deep voice. Yeah.
Well, I didn't hate it, like I said. I guess I enjoyed it for the most part. There was the frustrating things that just this the I'm sorry, that monster makeup just gets me. I'm a big like Tom Savini. I love Tom Savini. And if you don't know who Tom Savini is, he is a FX artist from way back. He's done multiple movies. He's in multiple shows, you know, playing little bit parts like what do they call those? Like guest appearances. He was even in Lock and Key for like a second, and they call their group the Savini Squad, named after him, because they're making a movie. And he was Sex Machine in From Dusk Till Dawn. And I was not a fan. I've always been a fan of special effects and monster makeup, and I just did not like the makeup that they did.
Yeah.
Some of it was good, like Yennefer, you know, she really did look fucked up. But the monsters just were not great. But shout out to my people, the elves with the pointed ears. Hey.
Was thinking about like I liked that the women were so fierce in the show, you know, like I hate where it's like some helpless woman, you know, that she can't do anything for herself. So I did like that about the series, which, you know, some fans may not like that, who knows. But I didn't, I wouldn't rave over it, but everybody I talked to actually really liked it.
I wouldn't rave about it either, but if somebody said, should I watch it, I'd say sure. I really like, I don't remember her name in the show, but she's like the lead witch.
Oh, at the institute or whatever, wherever she went and learned. Yeah.
I l really like that actress. She played in a show called Ripper Street,
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've did you have you seen Ripper Street?
I have been, it's on my list. I've watched previews of it.
I really think you'd like it. I loved Ripper Street, and her name was Long Susan in that show, and I just that's where I first saw her, and I really like her.
I was, you know, when you bring her up, the thing that puzzled me about it is here is this Yennefer that, or Jawbreaker, she, you know, she wasn't like a super excellent witch, you know, in training. And then she, the scene where she, gives up her reproductive parts to become beautiful. That was like the most uncomfortable scene I've ever watched in my life.
That was very uncomfortable.
I mean, like, so uncomfortable
Like
to
you could
watch.
feel it. You could
Oh,
almost.
it was agony to watch. Oh. But then she's the one that saves the day at the end, where the lead witch is like taken down by a student like so quickly. I mean, it's just ridiculous in my opinion.
Well, Yennefer had access to powers that she had to access in a different way. So it took her longer to figure that out because she was part elf. That's why she could do magic, but she couldn't do the witch magic they were expecting her to do because her magic is elf magic. So it took her longer to learn. And that student that took down, for lack of a better name, Long Sally, she used black magic. And that's why she was more powerful because she was tapping into black magic.
The doppelganger creature, that guy was creepy.
I don't remember a doppelganger
Where
creature.
he would be like, he'd take on the persona of somebody else, and then he'd be like, we are very unhappy. Like, he was another creature and the other person.
I absolutely do not remember that character.
How funny.
I'm gonna have to look and see because I do not remember a doppelganger
They he
creature.
enticed Ciri out of the woods. Away from the
Okay.
tribe.
That sounds familiar, but I don't remember anything about him, honestly. I'll have to look that up.
He's
That's so weird.
creepy. Where he had
But
body parts in jars in his house.
I watched it when it first came out. So it's been about a month since I watched it.
Yeah.
So it's not quite fresh in my mind.
Well, he's creepy. He's creepy, and I didn't like him.
Will take your word for it.
I was sad though. I was all excited when they were gonna see dragons, and then they made the dragons cheesy.
See what I'm saying about the special effects? They were cheesy.
They were.
I
I was
just.
like, all right, dragon power. They're gonna kick ass. And then the dragon's like dying with its egg, and I was sad.
Yeah, I do like me some dragons. That's Game of Thrones has ruined dragons, really. Because their dragons were fucking spectacular. Did you
Yeah.
watch Game of Thrones?
Don't talk to me about Game of Thrones because I've only gotten through partway through season one, and then Frank wanted to stop watching it, and I
I'm
loved
not
it.
gonna talk to you about Game of Thrones. I was just asking if you had watched it. You need to watch
I
it.
know, but I have so many things on my list, you know?
I know. But Game of Thrones is like epic for the times. To me, I loved Game of Thrones. It was not only did it have Jason Momoa in it, that's why I discovered Jason Momoa. But it has, oh my God, it's so good. And I don't even like shows about knights and intrigue and risk and strategy. I hate like the game Risk. Don't even make me play Risk because I'll just kill myself. I'll kill all my armies and I hate it. But this in the intrigue, it was really good, really
Yeah.
good. And that's why I said Valar Morghulis and A Man Has No Name. That's why I put that on the Stranger Things season four preview, because those two are things that come from. So when you're watching the preview for season four, there
Of
is,
Stranger Things.
yes, there is a Russian soldier who looks at the camera and he is the man with no name. He always says, "A man has no name." So he was in Game of Thrones. That's why I
Oh.
said that.
Oh.
So.
So I just, while we were talking, I was looking up on IMDb, and interestingly enough, the dialogue for Henry Cavill's Geralt is they had quite a lot of lines for him, and they shot them, and in the edit, they started pulling him out because they liked him better not speaking.
Well, he's the strong, silent type.
Yeah. Well, so I'm curious, what do you think is going to happen with Geralt and the Ciri who he's destined to?
I don't know. Like, I was just gonna say, it didn't get into enough of his background. Like, why is he a witcher? What is a witcher? Why do his eyes turn black? Why does everybody hate him? Why do they throw stones at him? Why do.
It
None of
sounds like
that
it was
was.
very abusive to become a witcher, like horrible, horrendous conditions.
Yeah, and his mom left him.
Yeah.
So I hope for next season that we get to find out his background information.
Yeah.
We found out Yennefer's background information. I didn't really care that much about that. I cared about his background information because, I mean, hello, the title of the show is Witcher.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, is she gonna save the world and he's gonna protect her? Like, he's fated to protect her. It's a prophecy. I don't
I
know.
know. I was trying to think because I couldn't imagine that they would be together romantically. Like,
No,
it
I don't.
seems
No,
weird.
that's gross.
And
She's a child.
he proclaims to not be able to fall in love because he's a witcher, so he supposedly doesn't feel anything, but yet he's, so anxious to save Yennefer all the time. So,
He loves Yennefer.
well, I know that, but
So he
supposedly
can fall
witchers
in.
can't fall in love.
That's what I have to say to that. Well, that's a lie. I mean, witchers are kind of like a boogeyman. And there's a lot of stories about boogeymen. I think that there are some tales, some tall tales that people have created over the years to describe witchers. That's my take on that. Like, there's all these things that they say about witchers, and I think we're going to find out that they're not true, that those are just made up stories. Like, they make up stories about the
Yeah.
boogeyman. Or maybe he's different and he is a special witcher. Like, there's something special with him inside that makes him different.
So according to IMDb, when The Witcher dropped, it's been the most popular TV show in the world, and as of February 17th, it still was. Is this February 17th? What day is this?
This is the 18th.
Oh, so as of
February 18th
yesterday,
was
it's still the most popular show on streaming service, but also in the world.
yesterday.
Right now, like on the
Ever?
charts.
Because, okay. Because I was going to say, I think Stranger Things has that beat.
Probably, but I think
Because.
they were surprised by how popular it was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a video game too, so there's all the gamers out there that I'm sure wanted to watch it.
So, somebody I work with, he and his wife watched, of course, The Witcher on Netflix, and now they're listening to the books on like books on tape or Audible or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're going through those because they're both obsessed with it. So.
I was going to get the books on Kindle, but they were I had to pay for them and I didn't want to pay for them.
Yeah.
And they were like $15 a piece, and I didn't
I mean, why can't
too
Offers
rich
give us
for
free books on Kindle Unlimited? I mean, that should be a
my breath.
requirement.
I feel that way too, but as an if I was an author, I would understand why I wouldn't want to. But you can get a lot of them on there. Do you think we should probably take a break?
Yeah, we should.
Okay. We'll be back in a few minutes, everybody.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking with us through the break. We're back, and now we're doing our normal add to our Spotify playlist and what we're drinking tonight. So, what are you drinking tonight, Kim?
I am drinking coconut rum with by coconut lime. And it is pretty good.
What do you mean by coconut lime?
It's the by drink, BAI.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it's coconut lime flavor.
I love just the plain by coconut. Man, that is so delicious. I
It is
love
good.
it. Oh.
But I got one of those boxes at Costco, and it had the different flavors in it. And this happened to be
Oh.
the one I grabbed out of the fridge. It
Cool.
was the coconut lime. It's pretty tasty. I haven't drank for forever since the last time we did a drinking episode.
Really?
Yeah, it's
I
been a
think
while.
even our last episode we didn't even drink because I was sick and yeah, I don't think we were drinking the last couple episodes.
I don't think we were either.
So we're not as debauched as we think we are.
Or as other people think we
All
are.
right, so I am drinking Tanqueray gin with ginger ale, and then I added a healthy dose of Rose's lime, because my obsession with Rose's lime. So I'm calling it my gin and ginger lime.
I am with you, except for the ginger ale.
Yeah, you don't like ginger. I love ginger. So delicious. We should do like a cocktail competition.
I'll win.
You'll win.
I'll win. I've always
Wow.
wanted I've always wanted to be a bartender.
Oh my goodness.
Always.
Okay, we'll do a Facebook challenge where we ask people to create a drink and post the ingredients.
Yeah, we should have them create a Lost Girls drink
Yeah.
and have them name it Supernatural. We'll post on that later, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I think is yeah, I think we should. Totally, because we're getting to the drinking season.
We will, I really need somebody to come and just go day drink with me on Beale
I
Street.
know.
I don't know what it is. Like, I rarely drink, but there is just something about day drinking.
I think
Like, it's
it's the intrigue of you're kind of getting away with something.
yeah. And when you're drinking during the day, you're like on vacation. You don't have to answer to anybody, and it's not too late. Like, I'm old. I like to go to bed early-ish, and I can still drink and get a little tipsy and then still get to bed on time.
Oh my gosh, when I was on the cruise, I would get so snockered on pina coladas or other drinks. And then by mid-afternoon, I'd have to toddle on back to the stateroom and take a nap before dinner. It's like Frank and I were talking about how old we were getting because we loved the afternoon nap. It was so great.
When we went to Miami, Sean was driving, so I was, drinking. I want to say I had like, I want to say I had six mojitos during the day.
Oh my gosh.
Just, throughout the whole day, starting at like 11:30 to maybe 6:30 at night. I want to say I had like, that's about 1 an hour. I think I had like six
I
mojitos.
think I would be on my ass if I drank six mojitos.
I wasn't. And I'm a lightweight. So either I ate enough to help or they didn't have very much alcohol in them.
Wow.
I don't know, but I was doing fine. I was holding it. I was holding my own.
What I hate is that I will like see a drink on the menu and I get all excited thinking it's going to taste super good. And drinks are expensive when you go out to a restaurant, so like or a bar or whatever. It's expensive to drink
It is.
alcohol. So you're like making a decision and it could be like a $10 or $12 decision, and then you get it and it's total shit.
Well, here's what pisses me off. You're paying 10 to 12, 15 to 20 if you're on Beale Street.
Yeah.
You're paying this much for a drink and they're using flat fucking pop. I'm sorry, open a new fucking can for me. A can of pop is like 50 cents. You're charging me $15 for this drink. You can open a new can of soda for me.
So to our listening audience, you know, never to offer Kim flat fucking pop or else she's gonna lose it on you.
I mean, come on, really? Like, you're gonna make a drink, you're gonna make a mixed drink, and you're gonna expect people to pay $15 for it, and you're gonna make it with flat pop. And then if they say, I'm sorry, this tastes flat, then you're gonna be pissy about it.
Yeah.
No, you just got called out on using flat pop because they open that pop. Now, not everybody does this. A lot of bars, have that machine that they push. And it comes out. But I mean, I've gone to bars and I've ordered wine, and wine is not cheap. And I've ordered like Moscato, and Moscato is bubbly. And I've gotten it, and there were no bubbles. It was totally flat and it was old. And they're serving it, just expecting people to drink it. I could buy three bottles for the price I just paid for this glass. Open a new bottle.
That's because you should be honored that you're allowed into the bar to have the drinks.
Yeah, no. They should be honored to have me there because I'm fucking fantastic. And I'm fabulous.
I'm
I very
fabulous.
rare I very rarely drink when I go out, so I would really, because most of the time I have to drive.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to have my one beverage be tainted.
Yeah.
And I think that's that way for everybody. I'm picky when it comes to my drinks, I guess.
Okay, so we definitely got a sore subject with Kim. So we're going to move on to our Spotify playlist. And Kim and I were talking, and we think it's probably just a playlist for the two of us. But we also think it's kind of good to just share our different music selections, right? Because
Yeah.
it's good to broaden your horizons. I was just talking to someone that's like 11 years older than me today, Daryl. Shout out to Daryl.
Hey,
And
Daryl.
he was saying, like he doesn't like some stuff, but he does just expose himself to it. Like we were talking about The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, that movie. And like he's like most people his age he thinks wouldn't like that movie, but he just likes to expose himself to all these different things. Even if, he wouldn't like immerse himself in the topic, it's just good for him to have exposure to it.
I love that. I love that. I try to live my life like that too. I think that's, you never know what you're going to like or not like until you try it. And if you don't like it, don't do it again.
Yeah. I mean, and I think kind of I was raised that way too. Like we had to go to community concerts. So I've been to every type of music concert in the world. But that's why we're doing well. So we're going to start posting on our Facebook group just the two songs that we're adding each week. We'll post links to the videos and hopefully kind of like the Ozzy Osbourne song that I posted with Post Malone. Like maybe we'll get some people listening to some new stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know that I liked Post Malone until I heard that.
Post Malone is such a little cutie. There's something about him that I just love.
I don't know. He looks like he's got a layer of filth on him.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe if he didn't look like he's just inherently oozes dirt, I wouldn't, I think he was kind of cute because he's got, dimples
Yeah.
and he's not
He's
ugly.
a sweet
He
guy, like if you listen to him
just looks
talk.
dirty.
But it's
His
kind of like he's channeling Pigpen from Charlie Brown,
Yeah.
and like Johnny Depp, I mean, don't you think he stinks like cigarettes and alcohol?
Yes. And leather.
And leather.
And leather. That I will tell you, I had a boyfriend who smelled just like that in high school.
Really?
Cigarettes, leather, and alcohol. That is what he smelled like. And to this day,
Goodness.
if I get next to somebody wearing a leather jacket and I smell cigarettes, I instantly go back to, being 16 years old and dating
Yeah.
Rob,
Yeah, that
because that's what he smelled like.
polo aftershave or whatever reminds me of somebody too.
Yeah,
Yuck.
me too. That's what I have to say.
All right, so what song are you going to add tonight to our
I am going
playlist?
to add "You Should See Me in a Crown" by Billie Eilish. And it is actually like the first time Rebecca and I heard it was on a TV show, and I don't remember what it was, but we were together and we were like, "What the hell is that song? That is amazing." And I downloaded it on Spotify. She was here and we were driving around, going somewhere, and it came on and we both just got chills. I really think that's an awesome song.
Cool. So I am going to add Find Me, that is a song by Sigma, and they have Birdie as a guest singer. Birdie, I've always liked Birdie, so I'm always looking for different videos or songs that she does. So, but interestingly enough, it has nine. Is it nine? Now I have seven of nine stuck in my head, and that's not right. From the Stranger Things. What's her name? 11.
11.
She stars in the video.
Oh, okay.
So it's, but it made me, the reason why I thought about adding it is because in The Witcher, he's trying to find Ciri and Yennefer.
Jawbreaker.
A jawbreaker. And so that's why I'm adding it.
Okay.
So, we should announce for those of you that are not on our Facebook page, we're starting the Lost Girls Online Book Club. You can find us on Goodreads or join our Facebook group that is specifically for our book club. So, Kim, what book are we going to be discussing actually a week from now?
It is called Bless Your Heart by Kimbra Swain, and it is the Trailer Park.
That's fairy tales of a trailer park, right?
Yeah, Fairy Tales of a Trailer Park Princess. Yes, thank you. I didn't have it in front of me, so I couldn't remember. And it's a series of 13 books about a fairy princess who lives in the South.
Yes, in Alabama.
Yeah, I couldn't remember where it was, but yes, Alabama.
So we came upon the idea of doing the book club because we were starting to talk about books in our podcast, and we thought, we wanted to have the opportunity to talk about the books that we were reading. So for selfish reasons, we're creating our own book club.
Yeah, but we've also had quite a few, like my friend Trisha told me about a supernatural book. I haven't told you about it yet. Written by someone here in Memphis. They're
Oh,
from Memphis. And then Robert
right.
had suggested the Descent series, and that's actually, I'm really enjoying it. I started reading that this weekend.
And we should mention the Descent series right now. Descent is 99 cents. It's 99 cents in Amazon.
For the whole series, correct. And you can get books one through three for free.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I got that last, well, yeah, I got it last month and it's been sitting in my queue until Robert told me about it. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to go ahead and read those then.
Yeah. And so this month, we had just like a half a month in which we decided, but the book we chose isn't that long, so it's not a hard read or anything. I don't want to
Yeah.
get into these like really big books where we're, oh God, I've got to finish this book by the time book club meets or else I'm screwed kind of deal.
Right. The last few books, like the last few series that I've read, because I'm used to reading Stephen King, which are like 15 million pages.
Yeah.
The last few books I've read have been like 200, less than 300 pages.
Yeah, it's the newest trend in author the authors are doing on Amazon, I've noticed. So they do short stories more, what I would call short story than what it used to be. So our book club, we will be doing an online meeting on Microsoft Teams. Which so it runs just like a Skype call only in Microsoft Teams because Teams is free for individuals to download that app, and we can have up to 300 people in a meeting at a time.
That's crazy.
So I'm dreaming big here.
You are.
I mean, we have like 20 people in our group.
Hopefully, the majority of everyone has a chance to read the book and join the call.
I'm looking forward to it. It's a way for us to connect with people that listen to the podcast or that are in our Facebook group that might be interested in supernatural stuff. So it's kind of cool. All right. So Kim, what is on tap for our next podcast episode? What are we talking about?
Next week, we will be discussing the Netflix series Dracula.
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 I'm going to do some cramming because I've got a week to cram on this, and hopefully it's not a whole lot of episodes.
I don't think it is, and it's not real. You don't have to concentrate like with The Witcher,
Yeah.
you don't really have to concentrate on it. It's just a little bit different take on the same story.
Okay. So Frank and I, my husband, are watching Shameless season 8. I finally broke down and watched it. I was kind of avoiding it because I heard from people it was really bad. But so whenever that happens, that's the only thing he wants to watch. So, and we just finished 3 seasons of Handmaid's Tale. And if there's any listeners out there that want to talk to me about Handmaid's Tale, I'm dying to talk about that show with somebody. I mean, oh my gosh. I felt like it was messing with my head mentally, and I can't wait for season 4. So, any of you guys out there, reach out to me. I would love to chat with you about Handmaid's Tale. Okay. That was my big PR campaign.
I have not ever watched it, and I haven't
Oh
really
my
thought
God.
about
Oh my God. That's all I can say.
it. I'm so busy watching the first 48, where episode has at least one part as Memphis.
Oh yeah.
Season six, I'm on season six or seven, and it's like every episode, there's two stories. Almost every episode, 90% of the episodes are they have Memphis in it.
Well, on a plus side, I don't think Live PD is in Memphis right now. So
Oh, well, that's good.
yeah, so
And
that's good.
funny story, my friend Trisha, her niece is on the first 48.
Oh.
And she's on, I'm like, oh, there's Debo again. There's Debo again. Oh, there's Debo again. She was on there quite a bit.
right.
Not as a criminal, ladies and gentlemen. She was a detective from Memphis Police Department. She was not a criminal. I just want to make that clear.
Okay, so we need to wrap up our recording because we're getting long here. So I guess we'll see you next time, or you can listen to us next time. Feel free to drop us a line on Facebook or on our Anchor app. Kim, any last words?
Oh, we just love to hear from everybody. We love the participation that you guys have on the website or on the Facebook page. We'd love to have more, and we look forward to season two and hope you do too.
Cool. So stay on sparkly, my friends.
Bye, everybody. So,
drinking
all right.
Tonight?
I am drinking coconut rum with a bai coconut lime.
How funny. I'm drinking gin and ginger ale with some Rose's lime added to it.
How is that funny? Our drinks are nothing alike.
Well, I wanted coconut rum.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I hunted through the cabinet for coconut rum, but...
Okay.
All right. You ready to get started?
Yeah, I didn't write a thing for next week.
That's okay.
I forgot,
what are we doing
honestly.
Next week? I already forget.
I forget, too.
Shit.
I'll look and
Wait,
maybe we can...
When you look at, like... fucks us up. Didn't you put it on Facebook?
Yeah, I was gonna say, let me finish, woman. I'll look when we're done because I can't look right now. It'll shut us off.
Got it. I got it.